Hi, it's Bob from Royal Spa. Soaking in a hot tub full of Epsom salts is the absolute best way to minimize everyday aches and pains. And we know all about Epsom salts at Royal Spa. Royal Spa hot tubs are the only hot tubs on the market that can safely and effectively use Epsom salts. Made right here in Indiana, Royal Spa hot tubs are the highest quality hot tubs on the market. Visit any one of our three Indianapolis locations or visit royalspa.com.
Ah, Royal Spa.
So clarity is important. Understanding the data is important. Understanding that stories change is important. And in this shooting that took place in Nashville that has six people dead, this was not a man pretending to be a woman. This was a woman claiming to be a man. Tony Katz, 93 WIBC. Good morning. Good to be with you. And I want to make sure that I'm being clear on that. And some people were questioning some things on Twitter. Finally, a good use for Twitter. And I love it and I appreciate it. That's the relationship. Always make sure that we have the conversation accurate. Don't go in to assumptions, which I didn't. I went by the reporting. Reporting changes as more information comes out. I'm happy to share that with you. My overall doesn't change. It never has. I won't lie. If this murderer was a woman, I will never claim that she was a he. I'll never, ever be told, how dare you misgender? How dare you ask me to lie? You asking me to lie is more offensive than me misgendering you. I've ranked them. You asking me to lie is far more offensive. Don't care if you're bothered by that. I'm too busy being offended by you asking me to lie. That's how that works. So, first, glad we have that bit of clarity. But the part two of this conversation, of course, is that everybody now wants to say, oh, the problem is guns. The problem is guns. That's a very, very interesting take. If only that's the take of the crazy person. The delusional ideologue. The damn fool takes a look at this case and says the problem here is guns. Nah. The problem here is the clear and obvious issues that this shooter had. And the question before us is, how many people enabled the potential problems? How many people didn't do the hard work, but rather just went along and said, no, 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 you're not confused. Everybody else is. No, no, no. Everybody should bend to your worldview, regardless of how inaccurate it is. Dishonesty leads to bad things. Honesty can lead to bad things, but it's the better practice. Thus, I share with you two things about people who can't get it right. The popcorn moment. Let's go, let's go, let's go. It's a story you need to hear to believe. Then grab your popcorn because there is more. This is Jessica Tarloff on The Five yesterday talking about this case. Talking about this murderer in Nashville, six killed, three children, three adults at this Christian school. There is a manifesto. We haven't seen it yet, so I'm not going to speculate on it. And Jessica Tarloff, the progressive on The Five over there on Fox, wants you to know that our problem is the laws.
I will say, to the judge's point, that we'll get inevitably to the conversation about guns. When you say, I don't know if the shooter had a mental problem. She did. You don't kill children. You don't kill people that you don't know. Or maybe she did know them. Maybe they were there when she was in school, if you don't have a mental illness problem. I would also add that Republicans are incessantly talking about preserving our children's youth. This is a precious time in life. That's why we can't have certain books on their shelves, why we can't have drag queen story hour, whatever it is. If you're telling me that you don't think that having armed guards all over our preschools isn't robbing children of their youth, I don't know what to tell you. That is more traumatizing than any line that I have read in any book.
More traumatizing than this?
Now, it's stunning how wrong Jessica Charloff is here. Perhaps if there were armed guards at the school, I'm only saying perhaps, I'm issuing no blame at this moment, that the shooter would have been stopped earlier. By the way, Nashville police clearly know how to walk into a school and take out a shooter, as opposed to Uvalde. No one was afraid of the AR-15 or the other long rifle or the handguns that this shooter has had. They went in and saved lives. That's how they do it in Nashville. I would assume that's how they do it in Indy. Please let us never find out. That isn't how they did in Uvalde. But the idea that armed guards would be more traumatizing to children, tell that to all the kids in Israel. Are they traumatized? Or are they living in the real world? Jessica Charloff continues.
But it hasn't even been proven out that that is the solution to this. This is also a very different case. It is a private school. It's a religious school. As Katie mentioned here, we have a biological female shooter. Less than 1% of the shootings that go on in this country are women that carry them out. Want more facts on it. But if these guns, the two guns, I think one was illegal, but two gained legally. And then I hear all the time, we just need the laws that are on the books. No, the laws were not good enough. If this person could legally get those weapons, the laws are not good enough.
That is a call for disarmament, right? That's Jessica Charloff saying, the problem is the guns. No, the problem here is clearly the shooter and the mental illness of the shooter. And the discussion will come out about the idea of gender dysphoria and mental illness. This conversation is now here. It's not going to come out. It is here. And people can yell at me and scream at me and do whatever they want. Fine. Here we are. I'm not afraid of the conversations. I seem to be the only one not afraid of the conversations. Here we are. The laws on the books aren't good enough? Nah, they're fine. The issue is the mental illness of the person or the societal destruction that has influenced the person. The person's still responsible for their own actions. But of course, blame the guns. Now that brings us to a number two. I don't know if I should share it now, but if you didn't hear Joe Biden talking about this, you have no idea. You know what? I'll share this in the next hour. How he opened his talk about what happened in Nashville and six people dead. Holy mackerel. You can play the game if Trump did this. You play that game, you'll go nuts. You will not believe it. I'll give you a hint. It involves ice cream.